One of the great ballads in the jazz songbook, Naima, is done by John Coltrane, an alternate version where Coltrane has taken the solo, and that's a pick from our friend Mally, great rapper from town, who's getting ready to release a new record alongside Last Word called The Sweetest of It All, and looking forward to chatting with Mally in just a moment and finding out a little bit more about the role that jazz plays in his life because he is an avid jazz fan. Hope you can stick around for that. It's the Afternoon Cruise. I'm chatting with the rapper Mally out of Minneapolis. He's getting ready to celebrate the release of his new record, The Sweetest of All, Sweetest of It All, that he made with Last Word. They're playing on Friday night over at Ice House. And today, Mally's connecting with us to talk about some of his favorite jazz tunes. We already heard that version of Naima from John Coltrane. Mally, how are you feeling? Thank you for joining Jazz 88.
What's going on, Sean? How you doing? I'm doing great.
Yeah, I'm doing really good, and I'm really excited to be talking to you. I understand that jazz plays a significant role in your life because you send me pictures of some of the records you purchase. I can hear it in your enthusiasm about jazz whenever you talk about the topic. But I want to ask you, for everyone listening, how does jazz fit into Mally's life?
You know, jazz is definitely just one of those genres of music that, man, it's just it communicates in so many different ways, from the music, different timing. You have to listen, and you know, a lot of the instruments, it just says so many different things. And I always felt like with jazz, I feel like, because fall is my favorite season, but for some reason with jazz, I just feel like the genre is permanently suspended in fall: orange, yellow, red, and green. When I hear any type of jazz song, it doesn't matter. It could be upbeat, it could be down tempo, a ballad, and it just speaks to the soul. It's black music. It speaks to my upbringing. It speaks to the many different facets of my personality. Jazz is just it's classy. Like and I love what you guys do. So you guys are definitely a big contributor in keeping me sane, and it inspires me to want to make music that encourages people not only to feel and to move, but to listen at the same time. So jazz is one of those big cornerstones in my life for sure.
I'm chatting with Mally, and Mally, a very gifted lyricist. And my question is, maybe you get some inspiration when you hear John Coltrane on the saxophone or when you hear Javier Santiago on the keyboard, but then your craft is largely involved in words. How do you get inspired by instrumental music and then turn that into something more poetic when you're actually doing your work?
Yeah, the instrumentation, you know, for those who may not know, my process is I love to hear, what is the music saying to me? What is the conversation? You know, I look at it as a conversation. And again, I think there's that listening piece. You know, I think in order to go to a certain place, I have to listen first. I have to listen and feel first. And once I know, or once I get a sense of what is the music saying or what is the production saying, then it inspires me to respond back, essentially. And sometimes those conversations are, you know, lighthearted ones. Sometimes they're, you know, positive, you know, good feeling ones. And then sometimes they're those tough conversations. You know, even though they say like the truth hurts, I think in a lot of cases the truth actually helps more than anything. So I think jazz is one of those things that it inspires me to listen. Production inspires me to listen first and then respond. It's a communication style of sorts as a writer to me.
Well, let's actually do some listening right now. We're going to play the tune, one of the ones you sent over, Lady Blackbird, who we love, from her record Black Acid Soul. This is It'll Never Happen Again. We're going to listen to the tune and then talk a little bit more with Mally, who's getting ready to celebrate the release of his new album alongside Last Word, The Sweetest of It All, which is a celebration on Friday night at Ice House. Here's Lady Blackbird.
First affair. never happen again. It'll never happen again. Every time I leave you alone, I remember times I couldn't come home. Never happen again. It'll never happen again. It'll never happen again. Why can't you be the way I want you to be? To love me.
Blackbird on Jazz 88, Always Rain Around My Eyes, the line that stands out to me. That was a selection from Mally, a very gifted rapper who's celebrating his new album, The Sweetest of It All, that he made with Last Word. Celebration is on Friday night at Ice House. Mally is an outspoken fan of jazz. Picked that tune and shared it with us. Mally, this is a day where I want to get lost in the music, and I got lost in that tune. Thank you for bringing it to us, and thank you for celebrating jazz with us today.
No problem, man. Thank you for having me, and I just appreciate what you guys do. Shout out to you. Shout out to Bob Yurick. Shout out to Manny Hill. The whole Jazz 88 family. I wasn't going to keep it contained. I got to show love to the Jazz 88 family, man. I love, love, love what you guys do, and the fact that you're even bridging the gap and bringing me on just to talk about my inspirations and why jazz is such a pivotal part in my life and so many others out there in the world.
Well, listen, you're bridging the gap, too. I've just been checking out the new record, The Sweetest of It All, and I love at the end of the tune, doing okay. You got somebody calling you on the phone and saying, thank you for making that music that keeps our culture and makes us whole. That's certainly what you're doing, and you're bridging plenty of gaps with what you do on the microphone and with your albums. Good luck on Friday, and thank you for taking time out of what I'm sure is a busy week to chat with Jazz 88, my friend.
All right. Thank you. Peace out, man.
All right. Thank you so much to Mally for visiting with Jazz 88. And we'll be diving back into the music and also getting an NEA jazz moment about George Benson reflecting on a very particular moment and particular tune in the story of jazz.